Lower the sails. This is the story of Chateau Bechevel in Saint-Julien, Bordeaux, written by Lisa Parodi Brown for The Wine Palette. In the Médoc, proximity to the Gironde estuary is rarely incidental. It is both a geographic advantage and, more often than not, a marker of pedigree. At Chateau Bechevel, the wide, shimmering expanse of the Gironde is not only visible from the chateau, it is embedded in the estate's identity, history, and symbolism. Few properties in Bordeaux carry a name as evocative as Bechevel. Its origins trace back to 1587, when the estate came under the ownership of the powerful Duke of Epernon, a Grand Admiral of France. As passing ships moved along the estuary, they were said to lower their sails in deference to his authority. From this ritual came the Gascon phrase Bechevela, baisse voile, or lower the sails, a name that would eventually evolve into Bechevel itself. Today, that same motif endures on the chateau's label, a ship with lowered sails, a quiet nod to history in a region where symbolism and status often intertwine. Bechevel's vineyard holdings, spanning approximately 92.5 hectares, occupy one of the most enviable positions in Saint-Julien. The estate sits in the southern sector of the appellation, with a significant portion of its vines bordering the Gironde estuary. This location is not merely scenic, it is fundamental to the wine's character. The estuary acts as a thermal regulator, mitigating extremes of temperature and reducing frost risk, while also promoting slow, even ripening. Combined with the Médoc's classic deep gravel soils, well-draining and heat-retentive, this creates ideal conditions for Cabernet Sauvignon, the backbone of the blend. Yet Bechevel distinguishes itself within Saint-Julien through its relatively high proportion of Merlot, around 40%, alongside 52% Cabernet Sauvignon, with smaller amounts of Cabernet Franc and Petit Verdot. This varietal balance is both a signature and, historically, a challenge. Merlot, thriving in slightly cooler or more clay-influenced pockets within the vineyard, contributes suppleness and early approachability. But without rigorous vineyard management and selection, it can dilute structure and precision, an issue that, for decades, defined the estate's inconsistency. Geographically, Bechevel's vineyards are also notable for their proximity to some of the Médoc's most revered neighbors, including parcels that bookend Château du Cru Beaucaillou, a reminder that the raw materials for greatness have long been present here. Despite its privileged terroir, Bechevel spent much of the late 20th century underperforming relative to its potential. The wines of this era were often thin, skeletal, underripe, and lacking in density, layers, and ageability, a frustrating outcome given the estate's prime vineyard holdings. The issue was not the land. It was the translation of that land into wine. Inconsistent viticulture, insufficient selection, and less precise cellar work meant that the estate's considerable natural advantages were rarely fully realized. Bechevel became, in the eyes of many, a chateau of promise rather than performance. The shift into the 21st century marked a decisive turning point. Ownership changes played a critical role. While Suntory had been involved since 1989, a major restructuring in 2011 saw French drinks group Castel acquire a 50% stake, with Suntory increasing its share to match. Equally important was the continuity of leadership. Philippe Blanc, appointed general manager in 1995, provided long-term stability and oversaw a gradual but meaningful evolution in philosophy and execution. The most visible symbol of this transformation came in 2016 with the completion of a new, state-of-the-art winery, designed not for spectacle, but for precision. Under technical director Romain Duclombe, who joined in 2012, Bechevel embraced a more parcel-driven, hands-on approach to winemaking, one deeply influenced by Burgundian philosophy. As in Burgundy, now we use a lot of pigyage here, Duclombe explained. I like it because you can see, smell, touch, and observe. A chef, when cooking, has to taste and smell constantly. That's what we do now. This shift, from industrial process to sensory engagement, marks a fundamental change in mindset. The modern béchevel is defined by detail. The new cellar allows for vinification on a plot-by-plot basis, enabling a level of granularity previously unattainable. As Duclos puts it, it's like we used to watch movies in blurry black and white, but now we have full color and HD pixels. This analogy is not hyperbole. Gravity flow systems, nitrogen protection, and continuous monitoring throughout fermentation have collectively elevated the precision of extraction and preservation. We don't want bitterness, so we are much more precise, he noted. The selection now is severe. Now the Grand Vin is normally only 50% of the crop. Such strict selection represents a philosophical shift as much as a technical one. Quality over volume, clarity over compromise. Béchevel's stylistic identity remains closely tied to its relatively high Merlot content, a defining feature within Saint-Julien. Yes, our style is to have a high proportion of Merlot, said Duclos. It makes the wines quite approachable early on. I like the approachability of our wines, and I believe they can also age well now. This balance, approachability paired with longevity, is increasingly achievable thanks to improved vineyard management and more disciplined extraction in the cellar. Where Merlot once risked softening the wine excessively, it now contributes polish without sacrificing structure. Interestingly, Duclos is candid about the role of climate in the estate's recent rise. The quality of the grapes now is better than ever, and this is mainly because of the climate, he acknowledged. Warmer vintages have facilitated more consistent ripening, particularly for Cabernet Sauvignon, helping béchevel achieve a level of phenolic maturity that was less reliable in earlier decades. Yet climate alone is not the explanation. It is the combination of improved conditions and improved decisions that has unlocked the estate's potential. Today, béchevel stands as one of the Médoc's most compelling turnaround stories. Recent vintages, from the structured 2010 to the vibrant 2016 and the more opulent 2018, demonstrate a newfound consistency and confidence. As Duclos observed, 2016 is high class. There is a vibration to the tannins. After decades of unrealized promise, the estate is finally translating its exceptional terroir into wines of clarity, depth, and identity. Béchevel's story is, at its core, about alignment of land, people, and philosophy. For years, the terroir spoke softly beneath layers of inconsistency. Today, it speaks with precision and authority.